While the Next Law and Gospel is an open mic broadcast, in between the calls, we will be talking about other items, such as something that the Archbishop of Canterbury had to say in regard to an issue that is prevalent today. Join us for Law and Gospel.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
I am with you always are the risen Redeemer's words, which knock down the walls of isolation we have built. I am with you always is his promise, which fills in the moat which others have dug around us to make us isolated and insecure. Jesus is with you, and you will see him if you look at him with eyes of faith.
Pastor Ken Klaus, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
This is By the Way, and today just a personal word of thanks to all of you who share part of your day with me by listening to these messages, and special thanks to those who are kind enough to place these messages on radio and the internet. Actually, By the Way is always available, any time of the day or night. You can always hear today's message at bythewaytoday.org. And you could send me a note through that site, bythewaytoday.org. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can drop me a note through the mail. Simply write Paul, By the Way, Post Office Box 50128, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. Post Office Box 50128, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, February 21st. It is time for our special guest. Joining us by phone this morning is Director of Y for Life at Lutherans for Life, Laura Davis. Laura, good to have you back on His Time.
Glad to be here.
Thanks so much for being our guests. And we'll start off our morning with some great news. What is Y for Life is part of Lutherans for Life. Tell us just a little bit about it. I know our listeners might be familiar with it, but for those who aren't.
Yeah, Y for Life is the youth and young adult program at Lutherans for Life. We started about a year and a half ago, and we really work to design programs for young adults, for youth, for high school students, to get involved in life issues where they're at in their own areas, in their own context. So working with campuses, Lutheran campuses, and campus ministries to try to get these students engaged in this issue.
And why should this generation be for life?
Well, this is really an issue, the life issue topic that affects them more than anyone else, especially when you're talking about abortion. This is the age group where the majority of abortions happen. So if it's not happening to them, it's happening to their friends, their peers, the people around them. It's our generation that's been affected by this. And so for them to really be able to take a stand and have the information and the tools to be gospel motivated when talking to people is really important.
And there are this Y for Life program is really becoming quite active to help that generation, to help our younger generation understand the importance and embrace this importance of the sanctity of life, the importance of life. And so what are some of the things going on with Y for Life right now?
Well, we have two really big events coming up actually in the St. Louis area this spring. Our first one is one that I'm just very excited about. God has done great things already with it, and I'm really excited to see what happens with it. But it's our new program called Y for Life Campus Ministry. And this is designed specifically with the goal of getting life groups started on the Concordia campuses. There are currently three groups going on Concordia campuses, but we want to see that at all of them, all 10. So we are flying out student leaders from around the country from each Concordia campus to St. Louis to do some intensive leadership training with them so that they know what the challenges are of leading a student ministry and what the specific challenges are with leading a life ministry, and then we'll send them back to their campus so they can get that group started, while Y for Life provides that ongoing support for them, and they already have that network of their peers that's doing the same thing at different schools. So really excited about that. That's happening on March 28th through 30th, and we still have spots available. So if there's students that would like to come, or anyone who knows of a student at a Concordia campus that would be interested in this sort of thing, they can let me know and we'll get them all the information.
And that's coming up, you said March 28th through the 30th, correct?
March 28th through the 30th, yes. The event will start that Friday night, and the trainings will be all day Saturday. So.
And what can they expect in this training? What types of things will they be doing?
On Saturday morning, they're going to go through something called Life Leader Training, and this will specifically train them to be leaders. We're not so concerned with teaching them everything there is possibly to know about life issues, because they're smart kids. They can use the internet. They can pick up a book. We can give them the right tools and resources to learn those things. But we really want to train them to be leaders, so that they know things like how to recruit, how to run a meeting, how to work with campus administration, things like that. So we're going to do a training for that in the morning. We'll also work with some other student groups. There's existing Students for Life groups in Wisconsin and in Nebraska, and we're going to get some of their student leaders to come and talk to the group. So kind of do a student panel for them so they can hear, what have you done? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? And start to get that conversation going so it's collaborative, and they can kind of hear from people like them who are working in their same sort of context.
I'm sure it's important for students to have these leadership skills on campus. Did you hear about the recent situation in Alabama at Bama State with the Students for Life there?
I just recently saw a headline. I hadn't had a chance to read the article yet.
Yeah,
but yes,
I mean, it just
happened.
Their
display removed.
Yeah. So I think it is important for students to have these leadership skills, to learn how to articulate and how to interact with campus leadership and with other local organizations, so that these opportunities to talk about life and to bring this to the forefront on their campuses and in their communities is important. The
right.
Students on that campus, their display was removed, but they mm-hmm. continue to be in conversation with campus administration, and were given the opportunity to bring that display back on campus for a designated amount of time.
Right, and things like that happen all the time. We hear about students' free speech being violated, particularly in regards to life issues around the country all the time. And that's something we'll talk about with them as well. Ways to protect yourself, resources available for you if something happens. The good thing is that we're starting with our Lutheran campuses, and so we know that the faculty and the administration of our Concordia system are very supportive of life issues, that understand the value of human life. And so it'll be great for these students to be able to have that supportive environment as they get these groups started. But as we branch out into other campus ministries, and especially on our secular campuses, that will be an issue, and that's something we'll train them to deal with as well.
So there are hopes and plans to continue and go beyond the Concordia universities and start working with others.
Yeah, we're setting a smaller goal to start, an attainable goal for the next 1 to 2 years to get these groups started on the Concordia campuses, and then we'll look into the possibility of expanding. I'm from a secular campus. I went to Texas A&M University, so I have a heart for campus ministries. I'm a product of campus ministry. And I think that on these secular campuses, what a better mission field to have all these students that are there that you can witness to, not just to life issues, but to the gospel as well. So that's definitely on our minds.
Well, wonderful. I know, having gone to both a public university, our public college, and a Concordia University, that both campuses need opportunities like this to tell the good news about Jesus and to get the news out, the word out about the importance of life. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking about Y for Life with Laura Davis. She's the director of Y for Life at Lutherans for Life. We'll hear about other things that are going on with Y for Life. So stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, I'm Andy Bates. Join me for the next Faith and Family, where we'll talk with experts and everyday people about topics pertinent to faithful family life. Listen to Faith and Family Live weekdays at 11 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Who was your hero when you were a kid?
Neil Armstrong or Louis Armstrong?
Roberto Clemente or Walter Cronkite? Rosa Parks or Sally Ride?
You're the right age to do something you can be remembered for.
Register to become an organ and tissue donor.
Even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, any age is the right age to donate the gift of life.
Learn how at organdonor.gov or call 1-866-99-DONATE. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Jessica's journey.
Do you ever get dreadful hungry, sir?
Dear me. Bruises, eh?
Still not too bad. No bones broken.
Get out of my sight and never come back!
The story of a little girl's simple faith that changes the life of everyone in her world.
Do you think I could ever meet God?
Don't miss a story that will touch you and change you on the next Lamplighter Theater.
Saturday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with Laura Davis. She's the director of Why for Life at Lutherans for Life, and they've got some events coming up, and we just talked about the Campus Ministry Leader Summit, but I understand you have another event coming up this spring as well. What's that, Laura?
Every year in St. Louis, we do something called the Why for Life Servant Event St. Louis, and it's a great opportunity for high school students in the St. Louis area to learn where they can actually volunteer and get involved in the life movement, in life-affirming ministries in their own community. So that, we've actually set the date. It's April 26th, 25th and 26th, that last weekend in April. And it'll be hosted at Christ Memorial Lutheran Church in St. Louis. We're still working on our service sites, getting that all nailed down, but registration is available. We are putting it on the website this week, so kids can go and check that out. We would love for them to join us.
Very good. So that's the 25th and 26th of April, so it's a two-day event. And
yes.
What would they expect to do at an event like that? I know that you're still working out the details of the actual service projects or servant events, but what type of things could we anticipate?
Right. We are going to introduce students to volunteer opportunities on the full spectrum mm-hmm. of life issues. We like to say at Lutherans for Life that we're for life from womb to tomb. So we don't just focus on the beginning of life things that you normally think of, but we also focus on end of life. So in that respect, we usually start out by taking students to a senior center so they can understand the respect for life at the end of life and the value and the dignity of individuals as they get older and as they might have to go into a home and lose certain abilities. They're still children of God that should be respected and taken care of. So we take them to a senior center. Last year we played bingo and the kids had a great time doing that. We also introduce them to prayer vigils and sidewalk counseling, take them out to a Planned Parenthood clinic. There's one in St. Louis, the last one actually in Missouri that does abortions. And so we actually take them out there and show them the reality of what's going on. We're not angry protesters. We're not yelling at anyone, not doing any crazy demonstrations. We're simply praying and being that silent and peaceful witness to these women. And then lastly, we usually go to a pregnancy resource center. Last year it was at Thrive. Hopefully we'll be there again. And we introduce them to what people are doing to help these women in this situation, that we're not telling them don't have an abortion and then leaving them on their own, but that we're actually supporting them financially, spiritually, medically, so that they have the resources and the tools they need to be good parents.
It sounds like a good opportunity for those here in St. Louis or who could travel relatively easily to the St. Louis area. What about for those who are a little bit further out or traveling to St. Louis just isn't really an easy option? Might there be opportunities for them in other parts of the country?
Yes, our servant event program is, we travel. So if there's a group anywhere around the country, a group of churches or a youth group or a school that is interested in hosting one of these events, we'll bring it to you. Some of the logistical support needs to come from your side, but we handle all the program. We actually are working with a group of churches in the Los Angeles area right now to host a CERN event out there next spring. And really excited about that, trying to expand our servant event program. So absolutely, if you're interested, let me know as soon as possible. We'll get it on the calendar.
Very good. And so they can get in touch with you through the Lutherans for Life website, the Y for Life website, and we'll link to that today with the archive of the program. And your email as well?
My email, yes. It's ldavis@lutheransforlife.org.
Very good. Any other events or coming up with Y for Life that you want to point to? I know we've covered most of the spring things, but throughout the year, other things that we might think about?
Yeah, I'll mention a couple things. One of the things we like to do at Lutherans for Life is to work with other groups, to collaborate with them as they seek to affirm life in their own community. And one thing I've been involved with here in St. Louis is the Concordia Seminary Life Team. There are a group of seminarians and their families that are involved in making the seminary the most life-affirming place possible and equipping and educating the broader St. Louis community on life issues. And we're actually hosting an event on March 15th, and it's called Complete in Him, Reflections for All Christians on Singleness. We know that singleness is definitely a life issue. This is something that's coming up in our churches more and more often, whether it's people who have never married or people who are single again, single motherhood, all of that all kind of ties into this life concept and respect for life at all stages. So we're actually hosting a full morning and early afternoon workshop, seminars, plenaries on the issue. You can check out their website and the Concordia Seminary website for more information on that. I'll actually be speaking at the event, and we're bringing in great speakers from around the area to come and talk. So that'd be a great opportunity just to learn something a little different on life issues. We also have our annual conference every year. We're hard at work on that. It's in Michigan this year in October, and we'd love for people to come to that too. You can check out lutheransforlife.org for more information on that.
Outstanding. What are some relatively simple things that student groups can do or congregations can do to affirm life and to support, especially as we talked about earlier, to support women who are facing a pregnancy that they weren't prepared for? What are some just simple things that we can do in our congregations, in our communities, in our homes, in student groups?
When people come to me and ask me that question, I have two things that I suggest. The first thing is really great for congregational ministries, and it's called a baby bottle boomerang. Some different groups have different names for it, but baby bottle fundraisers is typically the term we use, and it's to support a local local pregnancy center in your area. And basically, family members take home a baby bottle from church, and they fill it up with their spare change. During a certain amount of time, whether it's a month or 6 weeks or something like that, if you do it through Lent or something similar, fill up those bottles with spare change and then give them back to that pregnancy center. And you'd be amazed at how much money you can raise for these centers through these baby bottle campaigns. I know one of the clinics I volunteered at and did my internship at, they raised a significant portion of their budget every year through churches doing baby bottle fundraisers. So that's something great and really easy to set up in your congregation. Student groups have a lot of success with something called a community baby shower. We've heard of diaper drives and having canned food drives and things like that. But with the community baby shower, they actually stand in front of the store. Instead of having people bring items to church or school or whatever, they stand in front of the store, whether it's Walmart or Target or whatever the store is in their area, and they have lists of items that are needed by local centers. And as people go in to do their shopping, they'll ask, hey, can you pick up a couple things from this list? And as people are doing their shopping, it's really easy for them just to grab a package of diapers or some formula and to collect all those items, leave them outside the door, and then bring them to that center. And usually businesses are open to it because you're giving them more business. And it's a great way so people don't have to remember, oh, I have to pick this up. Oh, I have to bring this here. They can just do it while they're doing their normal errands. And that's hugely successful and a great support for those local ministries as well.
There's a picture in the December 2013 Why for Life news of I would gather it's the Bulldogs for Life, the Concordia Seward students.
Yes,
it's just a great picture of that.
I can get more pictures of that, but they had a huge amount that they collected at that community baby shower, filled their entire car, and when they brought the items to the center, the clinic director just was in tears, overwhelmed by the generosity of the community and these students to go out of their way to do this. So it's a huge blessing to the centers to have this kind of thing happen.
I would imagine so, to see someone pull up with a car full of all these supplies. And we have my wife and I have a 5.5-month-old son, and I was amazed at how many diapers, how much formula, and all the other things that that babies need. You know,
yes.
You start planning for it when you find out that you're having a baby, and you think, okay, yeah, we're going to need diapers, we're going to need formula, and things like that, and bottles and clothes. But it really does add up. So to be able to provide that for someone who's in a situation where they weren't expecting it, they aren't prepared for a baby, but yet at the same time they want to embrace this life and care for this life and need that support. This is certainly a way that brothers and sisters in Christ can reach out and offer that mercy and those loving hands to provide for their needs.
Yes, and that's what we're called as Christians to do, is to care for one another in body and in soul. So.
And when we have those opportunities to care for them in these mercy acts, you know, to care for them in their body, it also, I'm sure, opens doors to conversations to tell them the good news of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Well, Laura, anything else? I know we've talked about the Campus Ministry Summit coming up. I guess maybe we could give the details on that one more time. That's coming up March 28th through 30th here in St.
March 28th through 30th. For students who are interested, and I like to emphasize students that are committed to being leaders, it's absolutely free for them. We don't want this to be a hindrance to them to get here. We want this to be a blessing to them, not a cost. So they just need to contact me. We are actually specifically still looking for students at our Ann Arbor campus, Alabama, New York, Portland, and St. Paul campuses. And we don't have any representatives signed up from those five schools. So if you're from one of those schools, please let me know. We would love to have you.
All right, Concordia students, this is your chance to get some leadership skills and to affirm God's gift of life. What a great opportunity to get together and to learn some leadership skills, to learn how you can support life and affirm life, God's gift of life on your campuses and in your community. That's a great thing that you're doing, Laura. Thanks so much for all the work that you're doing. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Well, we'll post a link to Why for Life with the archive of today's show. They can email you at ldavis@lutheransforlife to check out that, find out more about the Campus Ministry Leadership Summit coming up in March. And then in also April, the Why for Life servant event here in St. Louis. Same contact information. The dates on that again,
April 25th and 26th.
Very good. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Laura.
Thank you.
God's blessings to you. And all the work that you're doing and the students that are working to affirm God's gift of life. Coming up in the next segment, we'll join together with Pastor Christopher Gillespie to study God's Word right here on his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.